24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello, and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, expectation. It's also short for the word vibration. And what are your vibrations? Your vibrations are no more than energy in motion. Your emotion, which are your feelings, which are based on your thoughts. So what sort of thoughts are you thinking about today? Because what you put out is what you will attract. Your thoughts are things. So are you thinking something that is going to make you feel good? Or are you thinking about something that makes you feel bad? In this season, as it were, of COVID-19, it's very important that we get our mind right. That we have gratitude for what we appreciate about life. There is still much to be appreciated. And so focus on the good so that you will attract in the good. And all you need to do is ask yourself is, what do I want? Now, I woke up with the word time on my mind. Time. And you know, we can hear the word time bandied about all the time. You know, there are expressions such as, you know, time is your most valuable commodity. You can always make more money, but you can't make more time. And you can understand something on a superficial level. You hear it all the time. You know, yeah, you've got to make people value your time. But what does it really mean? Have you really received the meaning of that on a deep level? In this season of COVID-19, time has slowed down and yet it's sped up at the same time from my perspective. What do I mean by that? Well, I feel as if I've been in a speeding car. So imagine a car that is just speeding along. And then in order for you to turn direction, the car has to slow down before it takes direction. And so I feel as if I'm in this slowing down process. And I'm sure that you can relate to that. You know, you're no longer at work. You're no longer hustling to get ready to drop the children to school or maybe to jump on the train, you know, run for that train. You don't need to do those things anymore. So maybe you've got time on your hands. And yet, for me, in this process, it's this slowing down process, it almost feels, and I don't know if it's the same for you, as if the days are passing really, really quickly. Really quickly. And I don't know if it's also because I'm getting older. I seem to have this vision of, you know, an hourglass. Imagine an hourglass or an egg timer. And the sands of time are dripping through. None of us know how much time, how many sand grains we have left in our hourglass. And so I woke up this morning thinking about time. Time is so precious. And I want you to get it on a really deep level that time is your most valuable commodity. You can't get time back. Once it's gone, it's gone. So this morning when I went for a walk and I started to think about time and meditate on time and reflect on time, and I thought about, where have I ascribed my time? And I looked at how I'd ascribed it in not where I hadn't valued it. Let's just put it that way. For example, I have a friend who's perfectly capable, and sometimes he'll say, "Oh, Valerie, oh, you know that that tablet that you recommended, say, you know, the one with the magnesium, the zinc, could you send me a link to it?" And in my mind, I'll think, do it yourself. I've sent you the brand and I've sent you what the item name is. Use your time to go and Google it. But without thinking consciously, I'll quickly stop what I'm doing and I'll go and quickly research and get the link and then send it to him. And I found myself thinking about that this morning. And I thought, that's my time. As small as an action as it is, that is my time. Who are you giving your time to? And so I began to see the time in the hourglass as sands of grain, grains of sand, but not grains of sand, but grains of millions of streams of the most tiniest diamonds. Time is your most valuable commodity. And I saw the streams of diamonds going through, flowing through the hourglass, streaming through the hourglass. And I thought, I had given that person perhaps one or two grains of those diamonds. What a waste. And I began to think consciously, well, that was valuable. That's how you have to look at your time. That was valuable. And I think that's what's great about this isolation period, is because it makes you reflect on things. There is value in this isolation period. And I had an experience yesterday where I had purchased a course and I had been unwell with my back, my lower back. And you know, in this time of COVID-19, there's been a bit of a readjustment period. And she sent me a message. She said, "Valerie, oh, that course that you purchased from me, it's expiring soon." And I thought, oh, it's expiring. Because a lot of the courses that I buy, it doesn't have an expiry date. I can always go back in at any time and review the course. And she said to me, after I contacted her, she said, "Yeah, you know, it runs out on the 14th of May." And I said, "Well, what runs out?" She said, "Well, you know, with the course, you have 6 hours. You have 6 one-hour one-to-ones with me. And after the 14th of May, that won't be available." And I thought, ooh. I didn't realise that there had been an expiry date on that. But it made my back stand up. It made me, my back erect. It made me kind of like respect the course even more. Why? Because of the time that she had put on it. Because the value of her time that she had put on her course. You see. I'd been trained to access courses when I want, but this particular course had a time limit on it. And so it made me think about the course more. It made me think about the value of the course if I didn't get it done by a certain time. It put that pressure on me, you see. And all of these are value. This is me now attributing value to the course just because she said there's an expiry time on it. See, time is your most valuable commodity. Yesterday I was on a webinar, and you know, it was a Bishop Wayne Malcolm, and he was basically teaching how he compartmentalizes his time for everything. In other words, there's people that he contacts once a year. You know, it's strategic relationships. There are people that he contacts once a month. There are people that he contacts once a week. There are people like friends and family that he contacts every day. And in it, I could see the streams of diamonds in the hourglass. Who are you giving your diamonds to right now? Who are you giving your precious time to? Because you don't know when those streams of diamonds are going to end. And so whatever you are doing, think about time. Look at it through the perspective of time. What are you giving away for free? Because often what you give away for free is not valued. People will not value it if you do not put a time on it. And that's what really, really struck home for me this morning. What are you giving away for free? And so I was able this morning with that filter to really look at things and think, wow. I remember giving away this course for free and having a person just kind of not value the time that was involved, almost doing it on an ad hoc basis. But yet, if I'm thinking, if I had stipulated there is an expiry date on it, you see, then it would have been valued more. And haven't we done things like that currently or in the past when you look back? Who are you giving your time to? And are they valuing it? And I want to liken this to what I have described previously in the past as a high value woman. You know, I tend to talk about the difference between a high value woman and a low value woman, and how they're perceived by a man. And one of the main things is to do with time. It's to do with time. So let's just look at the definition of what I have called a high value woman and a low value woman as it relates to dating and courtship. So to me, a low value woman is a woman that it costs a man. Now listen to the word costs. A man, what is it costing him? It costs him very little to get her time. And in most cases, her cookie, right? Which I almost like to add. But I want to focus on time. In other words, he invests little in you in terms of time. I would say time, money and effort, but I want to focus on time. So therefore, the low value woman is easy to walk away from because she's perceived as having low to no value. And why is that? Because the man didn't have to use many diamonds. Remember that vision I gave you of the sands, the streams of tiny sands in the hourglass. He didn't have to use many grains of diamonds to access that woman or to even sleep with her. So therefore, in his eyes, she's perceived as a low value woman. Now, let's look at a high-value woman. It costs a man a lot to get her cookie, to get access to you. In other words, an access to your time. It costs him a lot in terms of money, effort, and time. You see, keep on visualizing those grains of diamonds, okay? He invests a lot in you. He invests a lot in you. I'm not necessarily talking about money here. He's investing his time in you. Remember, time is the most valuable commodity. Forget money for a moment. So therefore, you are very difficult to walk away from. So therefore, you are perceived as high value. See, whatever a man has to invest in you, time, money and effort, you will be valued, okay? If he has to give you lots of grains of diamonds. So you can appreciate now, as the saying goes, you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. There's a music video that springs to mind. I think it has J-Lo in it. I can't remember the words, but it's basically depicting where her boyfriend's really rich and, you know, he gives her jewels. He gives her loads of jewels and things like that. But what she really wants is his time. I can hear the tune humming in my head, but I'm not that great a singer. But I think you know the song that I'm talking about. Now, if a man gives you his time, it's because he finds you worthy of it. A man will spend his money and his time where his heart is. And he will put in that effort where he expects a return on his investment, as it were, where he expects a return on the time, which is his blood, his sweat, and his tears. So think about that. Time. Time, time, grains of diamonds. So I think you've got the message when it comes to time. Now, if you noticed in my definition, I just want to go slightly off track. I said your cookie first and then you second, because often it's the cookie that's at the forefront of a man's mind, be it conscious or subconscious. Why is that? Because men are visual creatures. And so that's why they'll invest that time on somebody who they're first visually attracted to. So when we think about men as visual creatures who are designed to procreate for a lifetime and women for a season, you know, don't be fooled that by the fact that a man wants to plant his seed. That is actually no secret. He was designed to procreate. And if he wants to do that with you, then he has to invest his diamonds. He has to invest his diamonds of time. And even when we think that a quality woman can be defined as, you know, having a great education, career, you know, she's making her bucks, she's doing things in the community, However, from a man's perspective, she is not high value in a romantic context unless she makes him feel her worth. Let me repeat that again. Until she makes him feel her worth. And so how does she do that? By time, by allowing him time to get to know her. And so in allowing him time to get to know her, what does she do that through? What is the word that I often use on my show, especially to women who are very active in the boardroom, but fail, you know, figuratively speaking, in the bedroom? The word is femininity. You see, when you're in your femininity, when you're in your feminine energy, you are allowing a man to use time, to use diamonds to acquire you. And in the modern day, we see the gap between masculine women and effeminate men becoming closer and closer. We see where there is a lack of appreciation of femininity from the woman's side, in the sense that she feels that she's not supporting women's libs and women's rights, because she's not realized or has lost the understanding that to be feminine is powerful, especially in a relationship. You can't carry masculine energy from the boardroom into the bedroom. Okay, it has to be feminine energy. And I always say that feminine energy is about leaning back. One of the attributes of feminine energy is leaning back and allowing the man to invest his diamonds, invest his time. Yeah? Time. Remember, time and diamonds equate to the same. Allowing him to drop the little diamonds. Okay? Even when a man gives you a gift, he's had to use his what? He's had to use his diamonds, the sands, the in the hourglass, the grains, maybe two or three of them, five, to actually go to get the gift, to rummage on Amazon for the appropriate gift. You see, so it really boils down to time. If you could just get that in your head, use a filter of time. What is he using his time on? In terms of trying to get you into his life. So being in your feminine energy allows that, because feminine energy is about leaning back. It's about receiving. It's receiving energy. It's about not about leaning forward, because that's going to emasculate him. And emasculating a man is essentially not giving him the time or the space to stand in that gap of being masculine. You're actually stopping him. You're depriving him of that gift of expressing his masculinity to you. So know that your femininity is a gift to a man. You're allowing him to use his time. You know, I've heard it often say that women are becoming the men that they want to marry. And that is just so wrong. It's so wrong. It's as if women could ever replace men. We need to give men the gift of masculinity. when a man gives us the gift of his masculine energy, he allows us to ease into our feminine energy. And the basis of it is time. Valuing those diamonds. You know, it's the opposite energy that makes us so attractive to the opposite sex. So feminine energy is essential to be perceived as a high value woman by a man, because at the crux of it, the feminine woman knows to observe him and think, how is he using his diamonds to get to me, to see me as the prize? Yeah, just think about that for a moment. What is pouring out of his hourglass for you? So as more women reside in their masculine energy, they provide an opportunity, a platform, as it were, for high quality feminine women to stand out in the crowd. And yes, to be oversubscribed by quality masculine men, because men, masculine energy men, are finding it hard to find a feminine energy woman in the marketplace, as it were. So you stand head and shoulders tall above other women when you're actually able to do this. And this is one of the many plethora of ways for a woman to stand in her femininity. You know, I've spoken about time heavily on this particular show, but that's just one of the many plethora of ways in which you can do that. There's ways in which a woman can draw from a man, attract out of a man his time, his diamonds. So when I say time, just think of diamonds. And one of those things are her appearance. It's just one of the things in the list. Okay. I mentioned earlier that men are visual creatures. So when a woman takes care of her appearance, you see, men who are visual creatures.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.